Deuteronomy 7, 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who maintains covenant loyalty with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of steadfast love of the Lord.
Lamentations 3:19-24. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him.
John 15:4-5. Jesus said, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing.
Hebrews 10, verse 23 and 24. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds.
Thank you. And that is one sermon itself. The reading a series of scripture passages that are on God's faithfulness and our call to be faithful. So now, children of God, young and old, please come close to the screen and please draw your attention to me. Today we continue with our summer sermon series, The Fruit of the Spirit, and there are 9 traits of Christian life that the Apostle Paul describes by using the metaphor of the fruit of the Spirit. And what are the 9? Trace, love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? Did I miss any? Okay. So today we are going to talk about faithfulness. And what is a faithfulness? Being faithful means that you are reliable, right? Because you keep on doing what you said you will do. That is what we mean by faithfulness. And in other words, being faithful means sticking with. So being faithful to God means sticking with God. And that is like water drops that stick with all together. Yeah, you heard it right. Water drops stick together, all together. And now, let me prove it. Okay, here. So, seems like I missed one thing. What I was supposed to have is an index card, but I think without index card, I can do it. Maybe I can use something else here. Okay, here. So, I have water in this cup, and then if I put this way, and then turn like that. If I move my hand off here, then what will happen? Water will fall down? No, as I said, water is sticky. See? It's almost... because I don't have an index card that I was planning to have. But trust me. Okay, trust me. Where is an index card? Okay. Or, What can I do? Okay. So, I can show you later. If someone brings an index card which can be found there, maybe in on my table in the office. But here is the index card, sure. Then here is a challenge, more challenging. So I have this. Okay, because this index card is smaller than this cup. Okay, like this. Again, water, index card, turn. See? Yeah, I told you. Water is sticky. Water stick. Yeah, we're together. And then here, okay, give it to me. And I will take another challenge. As I said to you, here I have a bigger jar. And this time, but this jar has a screen in here. Screen, not the full covered one. Then here, water. Again, water is faithful. Water sticks with together. And now, I said, this, what if I remove this index card from the water jar? That's not what was supposed to happen. Okay. Check out the second service. I can do better. Again, but water, as you see, the water stay inside even when I turn the cup upside down. And yeah, that way, each water drop sticks with all the others. And as I said, water is faithful. Water sticks with each other. And here, okay, then now, going back to the scripture, what I have found interesting here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, is that the Greek word for the English word for faithfulness here is pistis. And you know this word very well, and you use it quite frequently. And it is the word meaning faith. So some translations simply say faith instead of a faithfulness here in the list of the fruit of the Spirit. And in that sense, this sermon can be all about faith. And Sherry Ochalski said this truth in her reflection on faithfulness. And she shared it in a video recording. And at the end of this Facebook Live, you will see her video. But Sherry also says in her recorded video on her reflections about the faithfulness, says this: faithfulness is truly trusting. Trusting in God the Father, trusting in the relationship we have with Christ, trusting in the Holy Spirit's guiding and directing our way. And recalling the word of the late member of a church, Lorna Schneckelach, Sherry O continues to say, trusting is like taking the first step on a long stairway, though you don't see the rest of the stairway. Then Sherry O introduced us to a poem that Lorna once wrote. I read here some of it. God does not lead me year by year, nor even day by day, but step by step, my path unfold. My Lord directs my way. When tomorrow comes, His grace shall far exceed its care. The God who gave His Son holds all my moments in His hands and gives them one by one. What Sherry O reminds us all is that faithfulness is tied to trusting in God. Yes, our faithfulness stems from a deeply rooted confidence in God's truth and promises. So that way, I feel surely that her 3-minute reflection is one sermon itself. So is the Jody and Don's reading of the scripture passage today. Then what can I add then, right? What can I add? I can add a church humor. Okay. This is what I found when I searched on Google for church joke about faithfulness. One old man is walking along California beach one day when suddenly God appears and says to the man, "You know, you've been good and you have been faithful to me all your life. And I'm going to grant you one wish. What would you like?" The man thought about it and said, "I want to have a bridge to Hawaii so I can drive there anytime I want." God said, "I can do it, though it's quite hard. But more importantly, think of all the environmental consequences that kind of undertaking would create. So tell me something else." So the man thought and finally said, "Lord, I have been married to my wife for 50 years. For those long years, I have tried to remain faithful to her. But 50,000 times, my wife made me feel like I was doing wrong. Though I thought I was right. Help me understand, woman." Then the Lord replied, "What did you say? You want the 2 lanes or 4 lanes? Wow. Great. I heard the laughter of a woman. Okay, you are very generous with me. Thank you. But please know that I don't demean women. The same difficulty of understanding will be applied to men. So it's easy to be faithful when fulfilling a promise takes a little effort or is enjoyable. True faithfulness is when we are unwaveringly dedicated, even though the circumstances are challenging. Even when our spouse's behavior or appearance becomes unattractive. Even when our children exhaust and disappoint us. Even when our parents become frail and dependent on us. Even when our family and friends frustrate or annoy us. Faithfulness is more than remaining loyal to a certain people and values. Faithfulness is the quality that enables a person to remain committed, to live in a way that is consistent with the light that the God's Spirit has revealed to him or her. Again, the faithfulness is the quality that enables a person to remain committed, to live in a way that is consistent with the light that God's Spirit has revealed to that person. Yes, because we feel that Holy Spirit lives in us, sometimes nudging us and poking us or stirring up our heart. We, the faithful, decide to not run away or give up. This understanding of a faithfulness aligned with an understanding of a faithfulness as a being full of a faith, just as Sherry O reminds us. This is because in order to be faithful, not wandering away or going astray, we have got to fix our eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the source of God, our faithfulness, the source of our faith in God, who is a faithful God, the one who is the giver of the promises, the keeper of the promises. God never takes back or changes his promises. None of God's promises ever fail. Reliability is a part of God's character. How can I say it with confidence? Because God says the resurrection. Because God does the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the expression of God's faithfulness to all God's children. Through the resurrection, God has said to Jesus and to all of us, "You are indeed my beloved. My love is everlasting and trustworthy. I never abandon you. Great is thy faithfulness." The prophet Jeremiah said that. That is the reason why we can have a hope, even in the face of afflictions, even at the memory of the feeling of hitting the bottom. I want you to note that this wonderful statement of faith is found in the book of what? Lamentation. Yes, lamentation. From its beginning up to verse 21 of chapter 3, we hear the cries and sighs of this prophet. He has listed all his struggles and agonies here. Life is hard, life is tough, life is full of pain and difficulty. But he says, there is something that gives him hope. It is that God is faithful. His compassion never fails. God's faithfulness brings us through. We are never abandoned by God. 2 weeks ago, a very special person to me has passed away. He had been like a grandfather to me. When I was in middle school, one Sunday, he came to our youth Sunday school class and taught the class where he said, "If you have a dream for the sake of God's glory and believe in the power of a prayer, come visit me. I will pray for you every day for the rest of my life." Since then, every day, early in the morning, his prayer for me has been offered up to God. Getting up around 5 a.m. and going to church for prayer had been part of his life until he was admitted to a hospice care. I know very well that he was faithful to what he promised to me, which was his promise to God as well. There were times in my life when I felt I couldn't see the path that my life was meant to take. There were times when I felt the hand of God that promised to guide and hold me was invisible. But at those times, at always, to know that someone was praying for me faithfully have given me strength and assurance of God's presence in my life. I remember that every time when he prayed with me or for me on behalf of others in front of them, he couldn't finish his prayers without tears in his eye. To earn someone's trust and love, create in me a deep desire to be faithful to what God has entrusted to me. And this is what I would like to call reciprocity of faithfulness. When we know someone trusts in us, we wanted to deserve that faith by being faithful to them. And when we are faithful to them and their trust in and faithfulness to us grows, that way, faithfulness is always mutual. Like this, faith and faithfulness impact each other in a circular manner. And this is very true when our practice of faithfulness is grounded on our trust and confidence in God's faithfulness. And our faithfulness is reciprocally, benefited in God's faithfulness, which is the truth that God never leaves us alone. Like this, faithfulness, like all other fruit of the Holy Spirit, begins with God. Our faithfulness is not so much a reflection of our character, it is an evidence of God's power in our lives. Remember, it is a fruit of the Spirit. It starts with God of the Holy Spirit. And as Jesus reminds us in John 15, we bear the fruit when we abide in Jesus. In other words, when we receive the nutrition and power that we need to cultivate the fruit from Jesus. As you all know, abiding and remaining in Jesus is much more than professing our faith at our baptism or showing up at church and saying grace and occasionally praying. It is an unceasing awareness of God's presence, leading us to talk and listen to Him in a daily and personal relationship with Him. Now, I conclude my sermon. Friends, I understand that thinking of all kinds of obligations that you have to your spouse, children, parents, family, friends, jobs, and even to the programs that you have purchased for better health or self-development, you might feel that your head is spinning. wondering how you will ever fulfill all your obligation to all the people and commitment. But the answer involves narrowing down your focus, not broadening it. The answer involves switching your perspectives on those obligations. Don't try to win or succeed in those obligations, but focus on being faithful to them. As Mother Teresa said, God has not called us to be successful. He has called us to be faithful. And trust that in human relationship, your faithfulness leads to their faithfulness to you. So, someone has got to start, right? So let's sow a seed of faithfulness in their lives. And for your sake, when you wonder whether or not you can stay faithful, whether you even wanted to keep the promise you have made some time ago, remember this. It is God's faithfulness working through you far more than your own weak effort. It is God's faithfulness that gives us power to make another commitment to be faithful, not focusing on to winning it. So now I invite you to join me in saying this short litany in a responsible way. This is a good summary for our sermon today. No matter how far we wander from you, O God, your steadfast love finds us. No matter how unjust the world seems to us, O God, your steadfast righteousness sustains us. No matter how vulnerable our life seems to us, O God, your steadfast presence gives us hope. No matter how unloved or uncared for we feel, O God, you hear our cries and answer our prayers. Thanks be to God. God is faithful. God never abandons us. You are God's beloved yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thanks be to God. Amen.